Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, a question. What was stolen from you? Or if you want to admit it, what did you steal? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So to keep a short story nice and sweet, I went and saw the Shane Gillis show this weekend down at Climate Pledge.
Great show.
Yeah, it was amazing. And we parked in a parking garage right across the street from the Climate Pledge. And almost kind of like an omen, as we were leaving after we parked, a cop pulled through and said, "Hey, have you guys seen anybody doing anything suspicious, like who shouldn't be here?" And we were like, "No, we just got here. Nothing suspicious." Went into the show. We got out, 2 hours later, and the entire floor level of the garage we parked in, every single car had been broken into and robbed, except for our car.
What kind of car were you driving?
It's a blue Kia Optima.
That's why I didn't break into it.
They're like, right, there's nothing about it. Yeah. So seriously, every car down there.
Did you not, did you put, your backpacks and everything in the trunk?
My cousin, it was his car that we took down there, and he had just got it cleaned and vacuumed. It was pristine. There was nothing in it.
It also,
I mean, that's, I hate to say this, and it sucks, because I still love Seattle, but if you're in Seattle proper, put everything in your trunk. If you have anything people can see, they will bust your window.
And if they really want it, they're going to bust your window anyway and just pop the trunk.
Right, so just make sure there's nothing visible, right?
Right, because that's why they're going in. They're going in if they see something on the seat.
Yeah, Ryan, did you happen to see the Ted Smith at the Shane Gillis show?
I did not know.
Well, there's this awesome picture of Shane Gillis,
Adam Ray,
Coach McDonald, Adam Ray,
Coach McDonald, Cal Raleigh.
So this picture's been floating around, just kind of telling hey, Shane Gillis was here. Some of the heavy hitters from Seattle were with him, and just so you know, and this is the honest God truth, we just heard Ted say the other day, "God damn it, they cropped me out." So Ted was with them, and they cropped out Ted and his buddy. As they're all like arm in arm.
Yeah.
For this picture that is now floating around everywhere in Seattle. Ted was there. There's just no evidence.
I was backstage. I was talking to Coach.
It's like what you do with an ex.
Right, exactly.
Just conveniently. Or like what Ryan Reynolds does when he's celebrating his wife's birthday.
Right.
Yeah, like I still love the Seahawks, but damn, man, you cropped me out.
How many different places have you seen this picture? Because I've seen it a few times, and it's not like on people's Instagram, but just like, Como News. Hey, Singles.
Hey, well, Miles today in the office goes, "Hey, Ted, look at this." Yahoo Sports is like, "Coach McDonald had a big night out."
That
Cal
picture.
Cal Raleigh. Yeah. Adam Ray.
Damn, man.
Shane Gillis.
Yeah.
All the famous people were there.
They should at least put
Ted
parentheses.
Smith.
Ted Smith was here. We cropped him out.
Look, if you go to DeMathis Instagram, they used my photo.
Of course.
But I feel like everybody else picked it up off DeMathis.
It's doctored. He put himself in there.
Crop me out.
Yeah, he wasn't there.
It wouldn't be so bad if the picture didn't just kind of become the de facto picture to explain that night.
Correct.
Because now it's floating around everywhere, and I'm like, Ted was there. Ted is literally right next to this guy.
Chad and I were the ones that, we should all get a photo. Now, look, Adam and Shane, I think they were already getting a photo, but we were like, we should all get them. And then they were like, yeah, get Coach McDonald in here, too. We were this is great.
Did Adam Ray remember you from your last weird...
Wait, he did. Okay. He's going to come on the show. He's a super nice guy.
How about Coach McDonald?
I don't think Coach McDonald...
He's probably got some kind of contract with the Cairo or...
Yeah,
whatever.
He's over there with
he does a coach's show. So
he does it like Brock and Sock in the morning.
He can't come on our station.
No.
It's exclusive.
He was very nice, too. And it's just weird. Like, you forget he's an NFL coach, but he lived in Baltimore for that long.
Right.
We worked in Baltimore. His wife's from Northern Virginia, where my brother lives. So, I mean, we were just kind of chatting about stuff like that, and then...
But they're not in the picture.
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, sure, the best part is, my apologies to Mariners fans. I did not recognize Cal Raleigh. Thought he was a very attractive man, and at one point, like Dumb and Dumber, I look at him and he's eating hummus and I go, hummus, huh? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, is it good? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, all right.
That's what kind of conversation is that?
I don't know. I just was trying to strike up some conversation. That's
hummus,
all I got.
Huh?
Yeah.
But you always do go to the food well when people are eating stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even think you mean to. That's just what you do.
Well, listen, even for Shane, right? He doesn't know Coach McDonald. He was like, they just told me he was here. Could he come backstage? And he was like, of course. But like, even for Cal, it's odd. Because not everybody knows everybody. So nobody's really eating. And I was taking advantage of the Bud Lights. Thanks, Shane. So he was the only one that was eating. And I was like, hummus, huh? Yeah.
He's probably the one who said, crop that weirdo out of the picture.
He is not coming on the show then.
What was stolen from you, or if you want to admit it, what did you steal? 206-803-RUN.
Adam's definitely pumped to come on the show, though.
All right, good. Okay. Yeah. Ask him about this picture.
And also, shout out to Shane Gillis. He set a record that night for that arena.
Really?
Yeah.
As far as what, the attendance?
Yeah, you're right, the attendance record.
Damn.
Wow.
That's pretty substantial.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Well, he doesn't have much of a stage, I guess, right? He doesn't need to take up all
right,
that
fit.
So
was
he like more in the, was he like in the round?
Yeah, he did it just center in the round there. Like Big J Okerson, like when he does his act, which is good, but he just sits on a stool and looks in one direction.
Yeah.
Kind of plays with the crowd. But like Adam and Shane like walk around the stage and kind of talk to different angles of the arena.
Hmm. And then crop your ass out of the picture that's used nationally.
I know,
man. Just so close. So close.
What was stolen from you, or if you want to admit it, what did you steal? 206-803-RUN.
I did like somebody emailed us or tweeted me. He was like, I thought that was you, man. I was like, you know me. I'm just chirping people in the beer line. And he had a beer in his pocket. I was like, oh, that beer looks cozy. And he's like, oh, yeah, thanks, dude.
You like hummus?
Right?
Here. That's what Cal Raleigh eats. FYI.
Backstage hummus.